The investigation continues into what Barrie police have confirmed as a double shooting Tuesday evening, but few other details are being released tonight. Simcoe County paramedics confirmed earlier they had transported two people to hospital with what police then called serious injuries. When contacted by Barrie Today on Tuesday night, Barrie Police Communications Coordinator Peter Leon described the injuries as very serious and potentially life-threatening. Barrie Police say an incident took place in the area of Bayfield and Grove Streets at approximately 5 p.m. The heavy police presence continues tonight in two parts of the city. Officers have blocked off an area on Bayfield Street, just south of Grove Street near Highway 400. There is also police tape in the area of homes located between 208 and 212 Bayfield Street. Meanwhile, at the intersection of Duckworth and Grove Streets, approximately 2.5 kilometers away, there are several police vehicles. Westbound on Grove Street is inaccessible to vehicles or pedestrians. There was also a jacket on the road on Grove Street that had been taped off. One officer at the scene described the jacket as crucial evidence. However, Leon would not confirm if the two police investigations were related. Leon told Barrie Today he couldn't comment on specifics due to the ongoing investigation and nature of what we're dealing with. He said more information is expected to be released in the morning. When asked if police had anyone in custody, or if they knew who they were looking for, Leon said he couldn't comment. Leon called the Tuesday's shooting isolated in nature, and said there was no immediate threat to public safety. This is something we don't see a lot of in Barrie, and it's something that, as a police service, we want to get to the bottom of as soon as possible, he added. Right now, we're utilizing all the resources that are necessary to make that happen. This is the second shooting in Barrie in the last 3 months. A 17-year-old male was shot to death November 19 outside a home on River Ridge Road, near Hurst Drive and Golden Meadow Road in the city's south end. Three teens were later arrested and charged with first-degree murder in that case. Police say there is no link between the two incidents.